Hey, this is Joey Vera from Armored Saint and Fate's Warning, and you're listening to 99.1 CGEM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. Welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning. I'm Big JD.
And I'm Lippo.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Did you vote?
Did I vote? Of course I voted.
Of course.
What do you think?
Yesterday's election day in the province of Ontario.
Uh-huh.
Are you a NDP guy, a Liberal guy, a
PC
guy?
Well, that's kind of personal, isn't it?
It is kind of personal, but I just thought I would see you as a Communist Party guy.
Well, I couldn't vote for a Communist Party.
Or a Green Party guy.
The Green Party. I don't know. I'd go communism before I went green.
Would you?
No, I don't know. That's personal.
Lots of good feedback from our first show last week.
Oh, of course. I do also want to mention that the voice of the show is Taylor Kramer. That's Taylor that does the intro and, you know, our mid-show break and our outro.
She sounds pro.
She is pro.
And what's her deal? How do we know Taylor?
Taylor was actually a classmate of mine.
In kindergarten?
No.
Kindergarten?
Specs Howard School of Media Arts.
Oh, awesome.
But she's gone on to do bigger and better things now.
Better than what, us?
No. Better than school.
Oh, better than school.
I mean, she's gone on to, you know, work at radio stations and so forth. And, awesome. Of course, do our voiceover, which we're grateful for. It's cool to have.
A couple of years, you'll be paying big bucks for that kind of
Whoa,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I have these. I don't want to lose those files. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection coming to Casino Windsor.
What is the connection between you and Jeffrey David's Blues Connection?
Well, the JD, you know.
Jeffrey David.
So there you go. The cat's out of the bag.
And what's the date if you're talking about it?
We're doing the Blues Challenge October 12th, a Wednesday.
At the
Cosmo's Lounge in Caesars Windsor. So that's cool. We did that last year. It was a lot of fun. Glad to be a part of it.
And you hope to go to Tennessee?
Memphis, yeah. Beale Street.
Dan went last year. He said it was awesome. It was one of the, like, it was a highlight of his life.
Yeah. It's got to be cool. For Everybody's sure. there.
Yeah.
Like, right now, waiting.
Waiting for you guys to know.
Yeah.
There's like some really cool cats who go down to Memphis.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like you're blown
Just
away.
Just to go and hang around there would be cool.
I think so. Yeah.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
The new season of South Park is upon us. That's been around forever.
It's going to be like The Simpsons,
like
I think.
14, 15 years or something like that already?
Yep. Comedy Central.
Crazy.
One of the things I
think longest running.
Show on Comedy Central.
I don't know about, maybe show, but.
What were you thinking?
Cartoon.
Longest
running. No, I think the longest running show.
Where?
Ever.
No.
In existence.
No.
No. The longest running hit on Comedy Central.
Sure.
15 years.
Comedy Central has a bunch of hits now, but that's pretty much the thing that started them off, I think.
It's pretty cool. And they just recently did a Broadway musical, which I guess was supposed to be pretty good. Not South Park, but Stone and Parker.
All right.
The Book of Mormon?
That was the name of the Broadway show?
That was the name of the Broadway show, okay. And it became a massive critical and commercial hit and earned 9 Tony Awards.
Wow.
Andy Rooney, done with 60 Minutes.
It's about time.
I guess so, yeah. Isn't he the guy that was on, he was the child actor, wasn't he?
That's Andy, no, that's Mickey.
Is it any relation? Mickey. Sort of look the same in their old age.
They do, yeah. But Mickey, he was abused, by his wife.
Oh, Mickey was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He could be abused by anybody who was so little. That's by
not,
accident,
that's not
perhaps.
What do you got against short people?
I don't have anything against short people. I just mean he was a small, you know what I mean? Easy to pick on.
I suppose. But he was picked on because of his age. Like, I guess his family members and his wife or his caretaker, whoever, really abused him. I think we discussed it on the job.
He was abused because of his age. What do you mean?
They didn't take care of him. He'd ask, I'm hungry. Can you make me something to eat? And when I get around to it, that kind of thing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's really bad.
Verbally abused. Can I tell you about a little local story?
Here, absolutely.
There once was a man named Matchett. No. There was a man named Match, and his first name is Al, but his great grandfather was the guy who they named Matchett Road after.
Oh, okay.
But the signage for Matchett Road, it's always had an E at the end. But mm-hmm. Al's dad said he remembers that his father told him he don't know how the E got in. It was like it was like franchised.
Mm-hmm.
Machete,
like the movie.
Whatever. I'm not sure how it got started, but he could never prove that the man whose name the road was taken from,
right,
had his name with the E on the end until he found an article, or no, it was the obituary in the old version of the Windsor Star. I forget what the actual. Oh, it's the Record, the Windsor Record.
Oh, nice.
Found his obituary. Mm-hmm. Said, "Hey, look." It says in the obituary that this is my grandfather. They named the road after him because he was a war hero as well.
Uh-huh.
So he came home and they named a road after him, basically. And his name does not have an E at the end.
So now what? They change the signs? Are they going
to
do that?
I think his argument is they have to do it because his example is the Wayne Gretzky Parkway up mm-hmm. in Brantford. They didn't misspell his name, but if they did misspell his name, and put it in the public record, they'd have to change it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Right away, they would, you know what I mean? If something was left for years and years, it seems like, it sort of seems trivial, but I mean, I guess rightfully they should change it.
They should change it. You know, it's just the people who live on Match Road, they have their name and it's on their driver's license and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's going to be a big, awfully big change.
Yeah, it's a big change. We don't really seem to, you know all the ramifications of doing something like that, but the guy's got a pretty good point.
Yeah, he definitely does. And Lions again?
Oh, yeah, the Lions. We're in the sports mode. Sure.
Yeah, the Lions are on a winning streak.
It's crazy. 4-0.
Pretty amazing.
4-0. And when I checked in the game, it was 17-0. And then it was like right to the final. They never won. They were never winning throughout the whole game. Last couple minutes, they came back, got a touchdown and won. This is the Detroit Lions we're talking about.
That's right.
The team who I basically bailed on a couple
That's
years
right.
They're just junk. Did you hear that Al-Qaeda is in big trouble? They lost.
Because their leader's gone?
the guy who's basically was taken over for, what's his name? Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that was his name.
When he died, I think everybody just looked to this guy who was an inspiration for a lot of the terrorist acts that had been happening around the world. His name's right. Anwar al-Awlaki.
Okay. Easy for you to say.
Awalaki, that's how you spell it, say his last name.
Awalaki.
He was an American guy, but he went back home to Yemen and inspired a lot of people to commit terrorist acts through their website and a magazine. They have,
from his own country. He was born American?
He was born
in America?
Yeah, he was born in America, yeah. And then he went back to where his parents came back. But did you hear how they got him?
No.
They were positive they had him pinned down at this whatever compound, a house, and they were watching him from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Easy for the American government to do. And they waited for him to come out. Like, I think they waited weeks before he came out of the house. Mm-hmm. Got in a pickup truck. They sent the little drone planes after him. Fired 3 missiles into the pickup truck. Poof, gone.
Why would just kill him?
Yeah.
Boom. Didn't bother trying to get him out of his truck or anything like that.
No. Just kill him. And that was the thing. The ALUCIO, whatever the human rights organization is there.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the guy's due process? Here you have an American citizen. We're Americans, and we're just killing them just out of the blue. We know, he is dangerous, but shouldn't he have some kind of due process?
Do you think he should? I don't think so.
Just kill him.
Probably should have tried to save the pickup truck, though, I'm thinking.
3 missiles will pretty much destroy a pickup truck.
Let's get into today's show topic. And so today's show topic is
organization.
Wow. Something. Is that the mob or?
Yes, it is.
No. Yeah, we're talking about organization on the show and things that possibly need organizing and how you can organize, why you should organize. I think clutter can create stress.
Well, there's different definitions for organization. There's some people who have their life in order and they're organized. They have their bills paid, their taxes done, all their work stuff is done in a very meticulous manner. But they could have a very messy bedroom. What you know, it's not necessarily to do with physical stuff in your house, but it can.
right.
spill over, or another aspect of organization is keeping your stuff organized. And basically that means putting it in a proper storage spot.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause as we go through our daily life, we have, you know, we eat, we play with papers, we have gizmos and gadgets that we leave laying around, and we wear different clothes.
We do.
Keeping organized is a job.
Yeah, pretty much a personal job, so to speak. And I mean, there's so many things that can, that we need to organize, or that require organization for that matter. And we're talking life, we're talking closets, drawers, garage, basement, your car, your yard. And then there's computer organization and files and things like that, or just, you know, your office in general, filing cabinet and that type of thing. So there's so many things that, that need organization. And I guess the most important thing within all that is like, kind of, where do you start? And that's the first thing I guess that you have to sort of come up with is, you know, where do I start? Especially if you have multiple areas that need organizing.
Is a plan a good idea?
A plan?
Yeah. A plan. No, a plan is formulate a plan.
Absolutely. A plan is a great idea. I think that you should have some kind of plan of action for which you're, how you're going to tackle these tasks of organizing. And that could be a paper plan. You might make a list of some kind.
Set goals. Because if Absolutely. You're an unorganized person, to get organized, it's a big thing. It's huge. It's like losing weight kind of thing.
Getting in shape. Yeah. I think that people that are not organized or disorganized, they have trouble, I think, or maybe not so much trouble, it's that they don't really do it. And that is populate lists to do things, whether it's they have to go out and run errands, or they have to organize and clean at home. If you have a list and you go through that list one by one and check things off, there's no way that it cannot get done. You know what I mean? Unless you get sidetracked or, you know,
right.
the phone rings or whatnot. But I mean, if you go through that list one by one, you have a guideline there to follow.
As long as you're a slave to your list.
Yeah.
It's your list. You shouldn't be a slave to it, because then you're just basically helping yourself, because right. you're the person who basically set it out.
What if somebody else writes a list for you to
see? Do that's, what you have I don't to think do? That's any good. Because then you prioritize their list in your own mind. This is what they're expecting. This is what they're expecting. So I can take this, this, and that, and just put it down at the bottom. And then that's the stuff that doesn't get done. Whereas if you make your own list, it gets done. I'm speaking as far as kids go, teenage kids, we write stuff down. Do this, do this, do this, and do this. It's always the stuff that's at the bottom of the list that gets done at the last minute or doesn't get done at all.
Right.
That's just my personal experience.
So what you need to do is, once your list is written out, write it out backwards. And those things will get done right away. You make your list, but you can't just go ahead and do it if you don't have the proper tools in some cases. You may need bags, you might need boxes, you might need, you know, things of that nature so that you can organize.
Garbage bags,
yeah. Isn't there some kind of 6-month rule or something like that? If you don't use something for 6 months, throw it out.
6 months,
because it just
eh?
Clutters. Is it? Or is it longer? Or are you shorter?
No, I've seen
What's
that.
The surprise?
6 months is short.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe a year.
I was thinking if you don't use
longer?
Something through two seasons.
Like
Let's say this is fall. If you have it this fall and you have it next fall, next winter, throw that junk out.
Is that clothes or is that pretty much anything?
I think that could be pretty much anything.
Yeah, and then that's when you'll need it though. That's the Murphy's Law?
Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
Then go and get a new one.
There you go.
And then that'll clutter up your life again for the next year and a half.
Yeah. If you don't use that new one for 2 years, toss it again.
That's right. And a good chunk of time has gone by in that scenario.
And another thing is that in some cases, you may need to make room for things, you know, cleaning an area just so that you can organize, probably maybe with other things, or, you know, shelving and things like that. You may have to build something to, you know, put things up here and there.
Yeah.
And shelving keeps things very organized.
Yes, it does.
As he looks around the studio.
With a big blank wall that could really use some shelves.
What about your car? I mean, you get your trunk, you got the back seats, you got the back floor, mm-hmm. like, you know.
Yeah.
And many people's cars are just full of garbage, unclean, got clothes in them maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so many different things. And trunks full of junk, junk in the trunk.
You got some junk in your trunk. I recently just purchased a car, and the car I had before that, I think it gets to a point where you say, screw it, I'm not going to go the extra mile to whatever I got to do. And then it gets to a point after that that you say, okay, I'm going to clean it. But then you look around and say, oh, this is like a 4-hour job, man.
Yeah.
And then you just, it's just like, ugh, So I got a new car because the old one was too messy. No.
Yeah. That would be funny.
So I'm making a point with this new car. I'm keeping it neat and I'm keeping it tidy. So I've been doing pretty good for the last couple of months. My car is pretty much in order. Mm-hmm. Take the garbage out as soon as you get home. If you've created garbage somehow, get everything out when you get home. Take it out. Clutter up your house and then clean out later.
Good advice. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more organization.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, we're back, and we've been talking about organization on the show. I wanted to mention a few things that are useful. Obviously, the garbage bag is very useful when you're organizing and cleaning. You know, it's pretty amazing, and you might not think so because it's one of those things as seen on TV or something, is those vacuum bags. You put stuff in the vacuum bag.
Oh, yes.
In the clear bag. It's got a hole in it or whatever. You use the vacuum cleaner to suck out all the air, and it just flattens everything.
Yeah.
You could, like, put tons of stuff in those, and they just flatten right down to nothing.
Yes.
Might have to do a little ironing when you open it up. But
sure.
For changing of the season and t-shirts and sweaters and things like that, it's not so bad. But I mean, if you put something, you know, good clothes in them and dresses and things, I don't know if that's, you'd want to do that.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't put my dresses in one of those vacuum bags. That's for sure.
I don't blame you.
Kitchens? You got a junk drawer?
No, I was just going to give you some advice. Organize small appliances by determining how often they're used. Items used once a month or less frequently should be kept on higher shelves or in the back of cabinets, while items used daily or weekly should be kept within reach.
Well, that makes sense.
Of course it does. It's just a matter of implementing that kind of stuff.
Back to the junk drawer.
Back to the
Everybody's got a junk drawer, don't they?
And some people
and do they call it junk drawers?
Of course.
I think so, yeah. I always had one at home growing up.
I know people have two.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
That's an issue, like that. Isn't it?
Sort of, yeah, I guess.
Odds are you can probably take half the stuff out of each one of those drawers and make one junk drawer.
Probably, yeah.
And then you have a drawer.
What kinds of things are in the junk drawer? Scissors are usually in the junk drawer.
It depends where the junk drawer is. If there's a kitchen junk drawer.
Ooh, nice.
There's a garage junk drawer. And then there's a junk drawer you may have in your bedroom.
Oh, nice. Like in a nightstand or a top of the dresser or something.
Yeah, mine's in my nightstand.
Very nice.
Everything's in there. Lottery tickets, receipts, cables, earbuds.
Yeah.
It's all in
there. Lots of tech gear.
There's some tech
gear. Little things. Yeah. Cables of some kind.
Third generation iPod.
I bet you have some batteries in there.
I do. Of course. Yeah. You gotta have batteries in there.
Yeah. The things that you could find in somebody's junk drawer is pretty incredible. But I think a lot of it's the same across the board. Like scotch tape, maybe, you know, batteries, matches.
Where does scotch tape belong? That's what I want to know.
Ooh, you would maybe want scotch tape with other things that you use that are, like, you know, of similar nature, you know, wrapping and that kind of thing, Christmas paper and whatnot.
Sure.
Everybody's got to have scotch tape handy somehow, somewhere, close. I've got a roll in my pocket.
I'm just curious where you keep your scotch tape.
Uh-huh. I'll never tell.
Do you use the space under your bed for storage?
We don't have space under the bed.
You sleep
on
the floor.
It's one of those low pro Chinese type beds that's just right down there, man. There's no room under the floor, period.
What makes it pro?
Profile. Low profile. It's not a professional bed. Although it's not an amateur bed. Somewhere in between.
Because Big JD is a professional sleeper.
I wish. There's got to be a way to, we were talking about research last week. Why can't we get the Big JD and Lippo Sleep Research Foundation check?
There we go. We got to start a foundation.
Yeah, we'll start that today. We'll let everybody know next week where they can go to donate via, you say via, PayPal.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, this week's tune on Morning Music Mayhem is Robin Trower, In This Place.
Thank you. this place filled with empty space. Your love holds the key, baby, sympathize with me. I need you before I'm lost. Your touch of light and grace. I knew that your sweet face could always comfort me. Soft and tender love will always shine from you. I love you. Now I know what it means to have you gone. Down on my knees, baby, see by me.
All right, there you have
In This Place from Robin's Bridge of Sighs CD. That's
great CD, by the way.
It's an awesome CD. It puts Very you in cool. this mood of, it's like not psychedelic, but he just, the combination of, what's his name? Duars is his last name, the singer dude. I can't think of his first name. And Robin's guitar, it's just, it's classic.
Yeah, very cool. Three piece, and you don't really hear this stuff anywhere anymore. No. Maybe once in a while, that Day of the Eagle tune or Bridge of Sighs, possibly. But In This Place, thing of the past, man.
King Friday does that tune you just mentioned.
KingFridayRocks.com.
KingFridayRocks.com.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right, for Tech Talk this week, I was thinking about talking a little bit about the iPad 2 and its use for organization. Obviously, you have the capability of to-dos and your calendar, and you have Notepad, where you can, you know, just keep notes and lists and things like that. But there's many, many applications that you can get for your iPad or iPhone as well, but I mean iPod, iPad, a bigger screen, you know, tablet, and something that you can
see,
yeah. And
some old guys like to see the stuff.
I wonder sometimes if something's that small, somebody gets discouraged of how little everything is, and like, you know, I just can't organize this today. I'm not going to do it.
Well, there is some constraint within size, but as far as when the developers create these apps, they have more real estate to work with, and things can be more organized, more intuitive for you to do whatever you got to do, whether it be a database for all the inventory in your house, or you can use the camera to take pictures and keep all that stuff. Evernote's a good spot for that. You can create notes for different rooms in your house, take pictures, make voice annotations if you want, and keep all these things within one app.
And Bento is really good for that as
Bento's
well.
Bento's the exact same thing, except that resides on your iPad, whereas Evernote is up in the cloud.
Oh, right, yeah.
But I bet you there is some kind of cloud aspect to Bento. I don't use Bento myself, but I'm pretty familiar with it.
There's no cloud aspect for it, except for that it syncs with your computer, with Bento on the computer. So you can sync back and forth, which is, you know, can be handy to some degree.
Sure.
But one thing that I really wanted to talk about and mention is the fact that while these things can be very complicated for some people, or if they're new to it and it seems kind of daunting, then what you can do is you can still be working on the digital platform, but you can actually get like a handwriting app and a stylus. Like you can get stylus for anywhere from $4 and up that you can actually write on the iPad. So you can get a day planner type list to do type of handwriting application on there for free. Mm-hmm. And you can buy a cheap stylus and you can actually write everything on there if that's the way you'd prefer to do it, until some point in time comes where, you know, you don't mind typing it in, or, you know, syncing with a computer or doing stuff through the cloud. You know what I mean? Where you get better at using the device, say.
Sure.
But it's a really easy way to digitize it and have it with you all the time and still not create clutter, which is the whole idea behind all of this, is to keep organized.
That's right.
So there you have a little bit of tech talk.
And now it's time for quotes and quips.
Okay, what kind of quote or quip do you have for us today, Big JD?
Oh, quotes and quips, by the way, for somebody that might not know, this comes from our Jabber quote from the Jabbercast, which is the show that we did as internet radio and podcasting. You can still check out old shows at thejabbercast.com, but you know, we've kind of brought that over to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning, and we kind of dissect a quote of some type or quip or saying and that type of thing, and some of them warrant more quipping than others. Here's one from A.A. Milne. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, it's the guy who did Winnie the Pooh. Milne.
Yes. And what does the A.A. stand for?
Abbott Andrew.
Is it?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Organizing is what you do before you do something, so that when you do it, it is not all mixed up. That's mixing me all up.
Yeah.
Organizing is what you do before you do something, so that when you do it, it's not all mixed up. So he's kind of saying there's some organization that goes into organizing, which we talked about.
Well, I think what he's saying is the act of organizing something helps you in doing whatever task you may have, whether it be doing a radio show, whether it be building a minivan, whether it be going for a jog or whatever. You organize something so things are in place, so that when you got to do something, everything doesn't get all mixed up.
Right. I think the basic idea here is that whatever you do, if you're organizing or anything else, there's pre-planning involved.
Yes. Organizing makes your life
organized.
Yes. I think it makes it efficient. You live an efficient life if you're organized. You don't spend time wasting time getting things in order if you're always organized. Alan Alexander, by the way.
What about Alan Alexander? Oh, Milne. That's Milne, the Winnie the Pooh guy.
Everybody just called him Al.
Al Milne.
You can, no, is that?
Oh, call me Al. And that's Chevy Chase was in that video, but that's
Paul Simon,
right? I had a twofer here with the quotes and quips this week, because this one was quick and pretty cool.
Every time you say twofer, I want to think of Jake Al's guy, Peter Wolf.
What does he do?
Wolf a twofer, mama huffer. Oh, okay, geez, says, yeah.
Don't agonize, organize. So if we could leave you with anything, I think it would be that. Don't agonize, organize.
Well put.
All right, that's the end of this week's show. We appreciate everybody listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.